You might have noticed, if you were paying close attention in the first half, we've rearranged the furniture in our parlor to accommodate the instrumentalists around the piano. It's just this sort of ensemble that was a mainstay of our musical life in this community throughout the 19th century. And Henry Klaber and Stephen Foster both participated in ensembles and in events of this type. Stephen Foster preferred the impromptu event at home, just private event for his own friends and family. But Henry Klaber, on the other hand, specialized in public concerts, and the bigger and more publicized, the better. And more than once, he was criticized publicly, in the newspapers even, for his lack of modesty, for staging gargantuan concerts, that benefit concerts especially, that appeared to benefit no one but himself. And despite all of this, he was not deterred, and he had a career that spanned over half a century. He probably staged in that period more concerts than any other Pittsburgher. And a typical Henry Klaber program included instrumental ensembles, such as we're hearing today, as well as the various soloists. He often featured himself as a singer and pianist, and sometimes he performed with his wife, Christiane, who was a talented singer, pianist, and sometimes a composer. We'd like to close our afternoon in the parlor today with a sampling of the kind of benefit soiree that Henry Klaber might have assembled.